You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton, sitting in for Bob Boylan, with new music from The Apples and Stereo, Dr. Dog, the legendary Afrobeat drummer Tony Allen, and more. We start the show with a five-piece pop group from Denmark called The Kissaway Trail. The Kissaway Trail makes beautifully orchestrated, uplifting songs, sort of like the Shout Out Louds or Arcade Fire. The band's new album is called Sleep Mountain. I think it has a great energy. It's full of emotion with interesting melodies and harmonies. Give a listen to the Kissaway Trail and see what you think. This song is the opening cut. It's called SDP.
Thank you. do for sisters. We'll do it for brothers.
From Denmark, that's the Kissaway Trail with the song SDP. If you love epic, soaring pop music, check out the full album. It's called Sleep Mountain. There's been a lot of talk about the rebirth of Afrobeat, the politically charged mix of funk, jazz, and traditional African sounds pioneered by Fela Kuti in the 1960s. That's partly because Knitting Factory Records is remastering and reissuing all 45 albums by the legendary Nigerian artist this year. Now comes a collection of all new songs by the man who helped create Afrobeat with Fela Kuti, drummer Tony Allen. Tony Allen is easily one of the most gifted and influential percussionists of all time. He turns 70 years old this year, and his new solo album shows that he has no intention of slowing down. The album from Tony Allen is called Secret Agent, and this song is the title track.
I'm not afraid. secret agent, you
see your life.
Now they call these people
see your life.
Check it out. Secret agent, you
see your life.
Now then we all of them
see your life.
Secret agent, you
see your life.
Now if they call them
see your life.
Secret agent, you
see your life.
Now if they call them.
That's Nigerian drummer and Afrobeat pioneer Tony Allen performing the title track to his new album, Secret Agent. Most of the songs on the record are sung by guest artists, but that was Allen on lead vocals on that track. Canadian artist Dan Snaith has been writing and recording glittery experimental rock and pop music for the past 10 years, first under the name Manitoba and now under the name Caribou. Snaith has a PhD in mathematics, so it's not surprising that his music is very calculated and precise. But even if the songs are meticulously crafted, they're still very soulful. Snaith's last album as Caribou, Andorra, was just gorgeous. On his new Caribou record, Snaith takes a turn into slightly stranger territory. The songs aren't as immediately accessible, but they're still incredibly compelling. The album from Caribou is called Swim, and this is the opening cut, Odessa.
Thank you.
That's Caribou with the song Odessa from the band's new CD, Swim. A couple of years ago, we tried webcasting a live concert by Caribou, but the show was canceled at the last minute when the drummer fell off of a ladder on stage and hurt his wrist. The band is on tour again, so hopefully we can catch them the next time they're in D.C. With spring in full bloom, I thought we'd celebrate the beautiful weather we've been having in Washington, D.C. with one of my favorite songs by composer and satirist Tom Lehrer. Tom Lehrer made a name for himself in the 1950s and 60s, writing sometimes dark but always hilarious songs. Shout Factory Records just released a new compilation of Tom Lehrer's work. From that CD, this song is Poisoning Pigeons in the Park.
Is here, a suffering is here. Life is skittles and life is beer. I think the loveliest time of the year is the spring. I do, don't you? Of course you do. But there's one thing that makes spring complete for me and makes every Sunday a treat for me. All the world seems in tune on a spring afternoon when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Every Sunday you'll see my sweetheart and me as we poison the pigeons in the park. When they see us coming, the birdies all try and hide, but they still go for peanuts when coated with cyanide. The sun's shining bright, everything seems all right when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We've gained no notoriety and caused much anxiety in the Audubon Society with our games. They call it impiety and lack of propriety and quite a variety of unpleasant names. But it's not against any religion to want to dispose of a pigeon. So if Sunday you're free, why don't you come with me and we'll poison the pigeons in the park. And maybe we'll do in a squirrel or two while we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We'll murder them all amid laughter and merriment, except for the few we take home to experiment. My pulse will be quickening with each drop of strychnine we feed to a pigeon. It just takes a smidgen to poison a pigeon in the park.
That's Tom Laird describing the perfect way to spend a beautiful spring afternoon. Poisoning Pigeons in the Park is just one of more than two dozen songs on the new CD, The Tom Laird Collection. Tom Laird retired from touring in the 1960s. After that, he spent some time teaching mathematics and music theater. He also wrote songs for the TV show The Electric Company. Just before the release of this new collection of greatest hits, Laird celebrated his 82nd birthday. The Philadelphia-based band Dr. Dog has grown up a lot since releasing its first album nearly a decade ago. The production on each of the group's seven records has gotten sharper, the songs more mature and developed, but they've always stayed rooted to Dr. Dog's biggest influences, with harmonies from the Beach Boys, melodies from the Beatles, space rock from David Bowie, and a healthy dose of pure pop. Dr. Dog's latest album is called Shame, Shame, and this is the opening cut called Stranger.
Days.
That's the Philadelphia-based band Dr. Dog, back with the band's seventh album. It's called Shame Shame, and that song was Stranger. We recently streamed the entire album on the NPR Music site as part of our exclusive First Listen series. Go to npr.org/firstlisten to hear many more full CDs. The Apples in Stereo and the band's incredibly creative frontman Robert Schneider have been really busy the past year. They started off by releasing the band's first ever Greatest Hits collection. Then Schneider put out an album of music for kids and began work on an animated TV show to go along with it. Now the full band is back for a bunch of all-new songs called Travelers in Space and Time. It's been nearly 20 years since the Apples in Stereo first formed, and it may be the band's best album yet. We've got the first single. It's called Dance Floor. Go to the All Songs Considered blog to watch an incredible video for the song starring Elijah Wood. I'm Robin Hilton. Bob Boylan will be back next week for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.